Welcome to episode 84 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show. Use anime from A to Z. Sort of. My voice cut out there.
We're like 34 or something like that, right? Voice cracks all the time. Anyway, last episode we had Category X and we spun. Did anything weird happen on the spin last week, last episode?
No.
I feel like something, like maybe it was about to land on me and it went on X. Something like that happened.
It was something like that, but here's the thing. There was only a 40% chance of getting an original anime. And we still ended up with an original anime.
24 episodes for X. The movie came out in 1996, or the TV special. I don't think it was a movie because it was like 40 minutes, right?
Yeah, it was only 40 minutes.
I didn't watch it. TJ did. And then the anime TV show came out in 2001. They started making it in like 2000. There's a manga. There's names to all the people that helped create it, but I don't have the wiki in front of me.
You don't have the wiki up.
I let go of it.
You just exited out of it.
Yeah. So before we get into it, explain the movie and the TV special in the series.
Well, the TV special is only 40 minutes and there's like nothing to it. It's just, it jumps in. You know that girl in the corset throughout the TV series?
The prostitute.
Yeah. Well, she died in like the first 5 seconds, and so does the guy in that controls the wind. They all die like right in the beginning, and then the movie is just them, all the dragons on both sides getting murdered by each other, and that's pretty much all that fucking happens.
That's weird.
Yeah,
maybe it was like a here's a little thing from the manga, and like if it does well, we'll make a series.
Well, so yeah,
maybe that's what it was,
and it makes sense that the TV series came out afterwards because nothing happens for episodes and episodes. It's just dragged out forever.
In the TV show, yes.
Oh my God.
It is so melodramatic. It's backbreakingly slow, and it has this heavy tone, and it's just so bad.
And there's backstory after backstory
and backstory.
It's like, oh my God.
Only half the fights lead to anything. Yeah. Half of them are just like, oh, we fought. Okay, bye.
It's like every episode, I'm like, do something.
Yeah, it's weird.
It does nothing fucking happens throughout this entire show. And when something does happen, it's taking so long to get there, I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first anime that I fell asleep to.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That happens to me all the time.
like
I'll have to rewatch an episode.
I'm watching an anime, and I, all of a sudden stuff's happened. I'm like, how did this happen? And then I missed the good parts of the episode because...
Yeah, there are a couple, you know... Like, not terrible, it's just not good.
It's when they're fighting is when it's good.
Yeah.
But
I love the, this is something, because I did watch a TV special years and years ago when I was a child, and what I remembered from it was the psychic powers, and which they never really explain, which is f***ing infuriating, and the barrier they can create. I always thought that was kind of neat.
So, here's the thing, though. They don't explain anything, but they have so much time to explain it.
So much.
It's like, there's
so many long pauses with no one talking. So many.
There's so many scenes that do not matter at all. You could cut out 20 of these episodes. My God, it's so bad.
Yes. It's extremely melodramatic. It's extremely slowly paced. It's pretty bad.
I mean, don't get me wrong. The movie was pretty bad, too, because it's like a rush-together cobbled piece of crap, which is just fight scene, this stuff. You have no idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather watch that again than watch the TV show because, oh my God, it was excruciating.
It was very tough to watch.
So, premise, I guess.
Oh, man. So, typical Japanese fortune tellers.
Oh my God.
That predict the future. Typical, the one prophecy. Oh, Jesus. It's just so tropey. It's so, like a lot of anime tropes are actually exclusive to Japan and anime in general. No, the one prophecy thing, that's fucking everywhere. It's so badly done, too. Sometimes you could do it all right. No, that's not the case here.
No, the Destiny thing was one of the worst things about the show, because not only was it inevitable they go, but it spoils the rest of the show.
Yeah, they tell you what's going to happen, and then they never deviate from that.
No,
it
never.
It always happens.
And no, it's like, okay.
Like, it would be an okay thing if it was like, all right, this is what's going to happen, and then, like, Kamui, the main character, rebels against it, actually rebels, not just says he's going to rebel, because he says he's going to rebel, and then he never fucking does. And then changes things. That doesn't happen.
Not at all. No, they tell you someone's gonna die in a certain way, and then they die in a certain way.
The kid in the yellow jacket with the A on his shirt that pledges to defend the Kamui and the woman he loves, he'll die for her, because that was foretold, and he knew this his entire life. And he keeps talking about it and talking about it, and eventually he does it. And that's
No, it's even worse. It's even worse than that. Because him and the girlfriend get involved. They sleep together and stuff like that. And she's so concerned about the prophecy that she switches sides and betrays them, yes, and goes to the other side and ends up causing it to happen in the first place. Oh, it's God. So bad.
Anyway, back to premise. We actually skipped off beat there. So, yeah. The typical prophecies, typical fortune telling, the one. Essentially, there are seven people on each side, good and evil. They call them dragons, seven seals, and who gives a f***.
Seven dragons of earth and seven dragons of heaven.
Essentially, there's seven people on each side that defend their version of the Kamui, the good and evil
but
version.
There's not. There's like nine on one side and ten.
It's a bit lopsided, and then some of them jump back and forth.
Uh-huh.
And then, there's the good Kamui who doesn't want to do it, but ends up doing it anyway.
But it's...
then the bad one's his best friend, apparently.
But that's convoluted and stupid, too, because he comes in like a hard ass, like he hates everybody.
Yeah. And like ready to just murder people for looking at him.
It's like, and he, all of a sudden he changes on a dime.
For no real reason. I mean, his childhood friend dies, but...
No, the father dies.
The father dies, and that, for the most part that does it, but when his little girlfriend dies.
No, that's the pivotal point where his best friend turns.
Yes, but he's also like then committed to the cause.
But that's the whole point of the prophecy. He chose to be the good Kamui, so that means his best friend, his twin star, had to be the dragon of earth.
You know what the best part of that is? When his friend turns, right? When his girlfriend dies, his voice changes. He gets a different voice actor.
Does he?
Yeah, that's a different person talking.
Oh, I didn't notice.
He goes from a very calm voice to a very, I'm evil and we're gonna murder you.
Yeah, but it's not even he decided this. It's like his personality was taken over.
Yeah.
Because he ends up...
It wasn't a choice he made, is what it seemed like.
When the sister died, he kills his own sister in front of the Kamui, and then there's that whole homoerotic scene.
Yeah, oh man, that was weird. There's a couple scenes like that, but that was probably the worst one.
Yeah.
He like licks the blood off of Kamui, and it's like, whoa!
He's got this...
Up until that point, I didn't expect that.
Yeah, no, it was...
I was literally sitting on the couch, and one day he licked the blood off his neck, and I was like, whoa! Like, I literally lunged back and put my hands up in the air when it happened.
Yeah, and it's not like... Because it was so weird.
And out of place.
Yeah, it was so...
Some anime, although I don't like it, it fits in what they're writing.
Right.
It didn't fit here at all.
No, it's just out of the blue. But a lot of this shit here is out of the blue, too, which makes no sense for how slow the goddamn anime is.
Yes.
The one girl, the prostitute girl, they explain she's a prostitute, but she wears a corset the entire fucking show.
Yeah, like lingerie and a corset, but it's like, you don't, just because you take dick for a living doesn't mean you walk around looking like that.
Yeah,
like, there are a lot of prostitutes out there that don't walk around like that,
and she fights in it and stuff. It's fairly impractical.
Well, I mean, it's movable, but there's no protection.
Yeah,
it's very free moving.
Considering, I mean,
she probably can't breathe. That's fair. So I guess it isn't practical.
So yeah, I don't know. It's stupid.
She's a fire.
Yeah, well,
what do they call it? Not a fire bender, like a fire spear or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what they call it. Well, each
fire master, maybe.
Well, I like mean, that. It's probably easier just to go through each character.
I'm not gonna remember all of them, but
some of
them are just psychic. Some of them are like elements. Yeah. It's weird.
So there's the two Kamaways, which is the main story. They're best. Well, they say they're best friends, but they're best friend childhood friends, because
they haven't seen each other since they were kids.
Yeah, he comes back to Tokyo because apparently Tokyo is the center of the world, and the world's gonna end in Tokyo when the seven seals of Tokyo are broken, whatever. Anyway.
Please, we all know America's the center.
No, it's not. Anyway.
Go ahead.
So he comes back to Tokyo, and he's a hard ass, and he's not even friends with him, really. And he's my best friend, and then all of a sudden he switches. Well, he's my best friend now, and the other guy's not his best friend, so at no point during their adults are they best friends, which is stupid. And then there's the whole sister. He kills his own sister because she has a sword inside her. I think that's what happened, right?
Yeah.
There's a sword?
Yeah, he killed her.
Apparently women birth swords in this world, and they're...
Yeah. Well, not just women. The guy with the A on his shirt, when he was first introduced, he said he had it. I think all of them have swords inside them. He said he had a sword, but he's choosing not to bring it out for some stupid reason.
I never caught that because he never brought it out.
Yeah. He said it was one quick line, and that's why he never brought his sword out. It was he didn't want, something about he didn't want to taint it. I don't remember.
I know there's two holy swords. I don't remember what they're actually called.
Shinkens.
There you go. There are two Shinkens, one for each Kamui, and honestly, they are...
They're just swords.
They're plot points. They're literally...
Well, they start to build it up in the beginning when the one group of people steal the Kamui's sword.
Yeah.
They inspect it, and they're talking about it, how, like, it's a living thing, and blah, 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 but then they never really go anywhere with it.
No, and then they seal...
Just a sword.
Then they find the second one, and they seal it away so that the powers of
the other one
doesn't...
Everything's f***ed. fucking mirror.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But then when they finally get the swords together, they do nothing.
They're just swords. Yeah, they're just smacking each other with it. I mean, they cut things, like buildings and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but I mean, they did that anyway.
Exactly. They got huge psychic powers. Yeah. And again, they never really explain the psychic power part.
No.
At all. Like, at least some animes will be like Wise Man's Grandchild. They'll sort of talk about magic a little. And it's not enough for me. It's nowhere near enough for me. But it's better than just not explaining it at all.
Right. But so the two Conways are essentially psychics. That's their powers and stuff like that. And then
there's illusions and stuff like that, too. Yeah. There's the barriers some of them can create.
It's interesting. The barriers in this world apparently take you into a different dimension so that doesn't show it. In the movie, it's not like that at all.
Well, it's like a movie.
The barriers, I don't know what the barriers are for, because buildings are being destroyed and towns are, when the fight's over, the entire city blocks are destroyed and
I think they explained it a little bit in the show that if the person that creates the barrier loses the fight, then the barrier didn't do its job and everything gets destroyed anyway.
Oh,
maybe. So maybe that's what was happening in the movie. And they just
now that I think about it, because some of the dragons that haven't won and city blocks are still destroyed.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No, I don't know. It's, I don't know what the barrier is. And they're just geometrical shapes, these.
Yeah, like each one has a different shape. But, like, it was kind of interesting.
I mean, it was really all right. It identified who was fighting. Yeah. But only the seven dragons of heaven have it.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're the Earth ones and you're trying to destroy the Earth, why would you want it? Who cares? You're going to destroy the Earth anyway.
Yeah, I know. But still, it was just an odd thing to add in there. And then there is the guy with the A jacket who dies for his love.
Yes.
He had electrical powers.
Yeah. He was a bit of an ass, but I kind of liked him.
He was like the stupid, goofy friend that's there
no matter what. And he's a trope character.
Yeah, he definitely is. He was different in the anime. Like, completely different. Like, two lines, essentially.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess you only have 40 minutes. You got 16 characters.
He was portrayed as, like, a teenager in this one. And that one, he was, like, portrayed as an adult.
Huh.
Yeah. And then his girlfriend is a sword bearer, essentially. Yes. That's her power. She pulls a sword out of her hand.
Yeah, and she swipes it. Right. I mean, they all have psychic powers to some extent.
Yeah.
But she pretty much just uses the sword.
And then there's the prostitute girl.
Who's the firebender, essentially.
She was a firebender who had an abusive mother, apparently,
God cares.
Yeah, I mean, her backstory came 19 episodes into the story. 19! There's 24 episodes. 19 episodes, we're still doing fucking backstory.
There's been a lot of her character between 1 and 19.
And then,
and just now we're getting to it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And then they had the goal in one of the episodes to do a recap episode.
Mm-hmm.
After, you know, what are you recapping? Nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So there's her, and then there's the guy who controls the wind, the Family Guy with the glasses.
Yeah.
What was his story? I don't even know what his story is. He was just there.
He had to divorce his wife to, like, protect them or something.
Yeah,
and him and the Fire Girl kind of had a little thing going on.
But there was no real story with him.
And
His nephew died. His nephew died. He was killed by the Kamoe. We'll get to them. And then there was Subaru. I don't know why I remember his name.
Subaru?
Yeah, he's the guy who loses his eye, who wanted his eye cut out.
I thought, when they first introduced his character, I thought he was supposed to be the bad Kamoe.
Yeah.
That's what it very, right?
Yeah.
And then he wasn't.
No. He was kind of like a second main protagonist, like second main hero character, but he was like kind of shunted to the side after, he was like the main focus for like four episodes, and then shunted to the side. He loses his eye and then gets
stuck in dream states.
God. And then, speaking of dream seekers, there's one dragon of Earth on the other side who's a dream seer.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a princess under the Tokyo that sees dreams.
And they're sisters, right?
No.
Something like that.
The guy who was trapped in the bed, he was a dream seer. Who was like, he was literally can't move.
Yeah, but the blonde, white-haired girl had no senses but could talk to you.
Yeah, she's the princess under the...
Her sister could, like, see her dreams.
Yeah, she could see dreams because she was her sister or something, I don't know. Anyway, she's the main... I want to say she's the main bad guy, because she's the one bringing together all the dragons of Earth together. But by, like, episode 20, she's shunted at the side. The last scene was with her is when her sister kills herself, and she cries, and then she never shows back up.
Yeah, pretty irrelevant.
And she's just there to pretty much bring up the other dragons and look, have her boobs hang out.
I also don't know what was her motivation.
I don't know.
For wanting to destroy what were any of their motivations?
Her motivation is she was pretty much jealous of her sister that she got all the attention. She wanted to make herself suffer because
you're clearly the pretty one. You won. You have eyesight.
Yeah, well, it's badly written. It's so bad. And then there's there's, on the other side, there's a clone guy?
Well, wait, before we get to the other side, on the good side, there's still the 14-year-old girl.
I was saving her.
Oh, okay.
I'm saving her because I have problems with that.
Yeah, I got some problems with that, too.
Yeah. There's the clone guy on the other side who's just, I guess he was created?
Yes.
I don't know.
Genetic clone.
He's in a tube naked half the time.
Christ.
I don't know. He's just, and he thinks Kamala looks like his father or is his father or something. And in the end, Kamala gets like half his face burnt off by the electric guy.
Yes.
And then he kills the clone with a snap of his fingers and turns the blood and absorbs him into him. So.
Yeah, that was weird.
Then there's the girl in the robot who can control.
She, like Matrix almost.
Yeah.
But she, for some reason, wires in Tokyo, like infrastructure wires. She can control them and that's her.
Come to life and, you know,
attack people.
Her.
Hold them still.
Yeah.
And then I didn't like
it
very much.
Yeah, I mean, they're bad guys. They're none of them are really interesting.
Yeah.
There was, I mean, they tried.
The good guys were slightly more interesting than the bad guys.
And I mean, the biggest thing was her moral quandary was with the 14-year-old girl, where she was like, "Why is it bad to kill humans?"
Oh God, that was so stupid.
And then one of the bad guys says, "Because it makes people sad."
Oh my God.
And then they went on that theme for like 4 episodes for no reason.
I hate when you're like preaching and you got this moral superiority and you don't think the viewer knows why you shouldn't hurt people.
Yeah, see, this is pretentious.
Oh, so much.
In a way that's not. The Galaxy Railways was like pretentious in telling you it was pretentious. You know,
and it was 100% of the time. At least with the pretentious in this, they're quiet a lot of the time.
Well, it was every episode it was telling you it was pretentious at the start. Mm-hmm. This one. This one is just pretentious in its themes and and how it
their
is.
Their own conversations between each other.
This is not, you know, this is the writers thinking they are supreme writers, you know. Like
we put it in this story in a way that you won't know.
Yeah. This is deep. You need to think about how this is and what this is.
No, it was fucking terrible.
It was bad. And then there was the guy that controlled water. He was like the main antagonist.
He was the most interesting bad guy.
Yeah, because he was kind of in between, but he was kind of having an affair with everybody.
Yeah, they explained that a tiny bit. Well, his personality a tiny bit, that he's aloof. He doesn't really get attachments.
Yeah. And then he dies, and which ends up killing the girl in the robot because she was in love with him and she freaked out. And then her robot got jealous and killed her.
Oh, Jesus.
It sounds ridiculous.
There's the army guy, too.
I'm getting to him.
Okay.
The show sounds ridiculous, but it's like all this stuff happens. But if something happens in this episode, 5 episodes later, then the next thing happens.
Yeah, it's so stupid slow in between.
So, I mean, if they just focus on the ridiculous of this, the show would be much better. Like, I didn't like the movie, but at least it was just ridiculous enough. It was just murder, 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 murder.
We say this all the time, but a 12 episode would have been better. Especially with something that was so slow and drawn out. You would have cut half of that.
Yeah, but honestly, the story they told, they could have got it done in 6.
Well, of course.
So, I think even if they did a 12 episode series, it would have
still would have been long. It wouldn't have been as bad as 24.
No, it would still have been excruciatingly slow, though. But at least the backstories would probably have been back-to-back-to-back-to-back and not dragged out.
Yeah, over 3 episodes of backstory and then 3 episodes of story.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's very hard to think of a way they could have improved this because it's...
That would have been an improvement. It just wouldn't have been better. Like, to the point where
the writing is so bad.
Writing's pretty bad. Anyway, back to characters.
That was the water guy. There was another dragon of Earth who came for literally one episode to fight the other guy to pretty much kill him, but he was cursed by the guy's sister who he had killed, so he killed himself by killing him, which was stupid. I don't know.
I feel like because they said there were 7 and 7, they had to get another one in there. They're running out of time.
Which, again, I keep complaining about it. They had 17 episodes.
So much time.
And then the two that I was saving is the army guy and the 14-year-old girl, because this was weird.
They called her 14 a few times, and she falls in love with him because he can see her dog, and her dog's some sort of spirit.
Yeah.
Pulls her sword and all that. But she falls in love with him because he's the first one to see her dog in the city. She's coming to the city to meet everyone because she's one of the 7. Everyone else can see the dog, and she doesn't fall in love with any of them.
Yeah, no.
And a lot of those ones are younger. They're at least high school students.
Yeah, no. This guy is like in his 30s.
Yeah, he's an adult.
And he's in the Special Defense Force.
And I got a minor theory about that. I don't think he's actually in the Special Defense Force.
Okay.
I think he's a janitor for the Special Defense Force because he wears a generic green jumpsuit. That's not military outfit attire for any military ever. It's just a generic green jumpsuit. I think he's a janitor.
Okay, maybe.
And he's a fucking pedophile. He's a creepy janitor diddling his 14-year-old girl.
To his defense, he resisted for a good long while.
Yeah.
She kept pushing and pushing and pushing.
She wanted it.
And not that that justifies it or anything.
No, not at all.
But man, there is this...
Different cultures. We've talked about this stuff before in Japan.
I know.
It's not acceptable in modern society, but to them, it's different.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it.
But the relationship, like I said, in defense of him, this relationship developed, and it was probably the most developed thing in this show, honestly. This relationship between this 14-year-old girl and this 30-year-old guy.
At one point, the 14-year-old girl is sort of having a show-off, or I don't really remember if they fought, but there's sort of like a show-off between her and Kamui, the bad Kamui.
Okay.
And the bad Kamui ends up walking away. They don't actually end up killing each other. And he walks by a pillar, and
the old
guy's there, and he's like, oh, you would have killed me, wouldn't you? He's like, oh, who knows?
Yeah. He actually ends up switching sides and betrays the Dragons of Earth in the end because of this relationship. Which is funny because in the movie, he's straight up evil. There's no relationship. In fact, he distracts the 14-year-old girl in that movie long enough so that the clone guy, can actually kill her off. Oof. And then he gets his arm chopped off. And then he's exploded by the evil Kamui later anyway. He is... The relationship was developed... That was my phone. It was developed specifically for this anime. Some writer was like, we need to put this relationship in here.
But it could have been the manga, too.
That's possible.
Because I really think obviously the manga was first. I really think they made that TV special to show off what the manga was so they could get a movie or a TV show.
Maybe. But if it was following the manga, the movie, like I think it is...
I don't think they could, though. But, 40 minutes? You ain't got time.
Yeah, but...
Just throw some fights together.
It's true, but at least the personalities in there would still at least match.
Well, you know, the only way to do this is to read the manga.
And there was no betrayals.
The only way to settle it.
There was no betrayals or anything in there. I'm not watching that manga. That show. I hated this one.
Yeah, it wasn't great. Don't watch it.
Yeah, no. It's not worth your time.
Take an ice pick and shove it in your ear.
Yeah, no. I mean, I literally fell asleep. During probably the most pivotal episode, too, where the best friend turns into Bea Kabanway. Like, the first episode was so... That episode was so slow. I woke up and all of a sudden he's on a cross beam licked. I'm like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
When he kills his sister, she goes into the stream thing and says... And becomes like a prophet thing and turns into an angel.
Yes.
So I just want to throw that out there, too.
The weird prophecy stuff. It's just overblown in this.
Yeah, this show is...
The seeing in the future is overblown in this. It's just so bad.
I mean, it's so bad that we've been ranting about it for 25 minutes.
Yeah, and these are the longest one we've had in a while.
As far as, you know, bad anime goes.
It's just not good.
No, it's...
There's nothing really good about it. There's a couple little, tiny, interesting things that if given to an incompetent person could have turned into something good. Potentially. But it did. That didn't happen.
No, it's... The fights are decent. It's...
Yeah, I mean, they're explosions. There's... For the time period, it was aptly drawn. It was okay.
Yeah, and it's bloody.
Yeah. The music, they got that one orchestrated symphony-type song.
Right.
And it's just over. And it's kind of a song, but it's just over and over and over again in every episode. Well, and they play it up and down depending on the scene.
And then you get the manic, this crazy evil orchestra when the evil guys are on there, and
so
Destiny's Waiting kind of music for the other guys there.
It's supposed to amp you up a little. It's the same song that's supposed to amp you up for a fight. It's the same song that's supposed to calm you down when something serious is happening. You're supposed to pay attention. It's the same song for so many different situations, and it doesn't work.
Oh, and
it works for some, but not for all of them.
I just remembered, and then the ending. My God, it was so bad.
I'm gonna put my memories inside you, and I'll win that way.
Literally, pretty much everyone's almost dead or injured at this point. And it comes down to the two Kamui. And the Kamui of Heaven...
Which they could have just done in the beginning.
Right. The Kamui in Heaven is supposed to be the good one. He's destined to lose to the Dragon of Earth. That's just how it goes. And if the show's told us many times, destiny is not to be averted. Mm-hmm. It does not happen. So it's going to happen. And he loses. But he kind of gets up...
He impales himself purposely with the other guy's sword.
Yeah. And says that I will save you by letting... So I forget what the speech is.
Essentially what he's doing is and it's magic. He's actually using magic because you see some yellow orbs come out.
Yeah,
of him.
That's true.
So it's not just him saying that it'll be this way. He's doing something.
Yeah.
But he's saying, you know, my memories are going to live inside you and that'll change you.
Because...
Their friend, the girl that died, her memory's going to live inside you too.
Because the people who die live on through our memories and our hearts or whatever. It was some... stupid.
It was kind of awful.
Stupid and justification. And it's like, it's one of those endings that you kill a hundred of the henchmen getting up there, and then at the end he's saying, I'm not going to kill you because it's wrong. He just killed 100 guys getting to him.
Yeah.
It's one of those kind of moral endings that's supposed to justify everything that comes up to that point, and it's stupid, and I hated it so much.
Yeah, it was
much.
Awful.
Oh, man.
Rating.
I didn't even think about the goddamn rating.
Well, I'm rating it on itself. I'm done with rating things against each other. Maybe if they're in a similar class, like you're doing My Hero Academia versus Dragon Ball Z. They're both shonen.
Yeah.
But this is f***ing terrible. I'm giving it a 2. It was so bad, I don't ever want to watch it again. Nothing was good about it.
Yeah.
There's no redeeming quality to help make it to something better.
I don't know why, but I'm leaning towards a 3. But I can't quite place why I want to give it a 3, if that makes any sense. Oh, before we even finish with the review, like I said, I watched the movie, and it was just 40 minutes of a blood splur, but I also watched the OVA.
Oh, okay. Oh, right, the first thing. I didn't see that.
Yeah, there was the OVA, which just followed the Dragon of Heaven in the Bed, the Dreamseer guy. Well, it's just the beginning's his story about how he got into the bed, then pretty much a recap of the series up to that point, which was, because I think this was supposed to be like episode 15 or something. So it was a recap in there, and then it finished off with him, some hopeful thing. So it was, for an OVA, it was just a waste of time. I don't even know why they bothered making it.
You know, most OVAs seem to be a waste of time.
But OVAs, usually there's like, alright, here's your Hot Spring episode.
Yeah.
Or here's this episode that doesn't factor in or anything, but it's an extra episode. It's not...
Some the best OVAs, in my opinion, are the ones that are like filler. Like, this is a day in their life.
Right. It's just, but it wasn't that. It was a recap episode. Why bother making an OVA if you're just going to make it a recap?
Mm-hmm.
It makes no sense.
What else was X?
What do you mean? Oh, X. So, yeah, wait, before we go on, you said 2 for you? I don't know why, but I want to give it a 3. I can't explain it, but I am. So X was X, obviously.
Yes.
Xenosaga.
Oh.
And Triple X-holic.
Oh, which one would I want to watch again off of my memory? Well, this is fresh and it's terrible, so it's last.
That's definitely last for me, too. Xenosaga was particularly bad, too, at least.
Yeah, I think Triple X Holics is going to be number one, even though I do not want to watch it.
No, it's not one of those ones that we particularly like, but it was interesting. It had different spirit things going on.
I don't know. I don't want to watch any of them again. Like, you gun to my head, which one I want to watch.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's the one. It wasn't the worst one. We gave it an average review.
Yeah.
So,
my
I mean...
My memory was worse of it.
Well, your memory is usually worse for everything that we do, so...
Yeah. So, Xenosaga, Triple X, and this.
No, it's Triple X, Xenosaga, this.
Whatever.
That's what you meant. I know what your reviews are. Anyway, we're going to spin for why.
Yes, we are. There's, like, 4 choices in why. There's a little more than that. See what we get. Yu Hakusho, come on! Other.
Oh, okay. So, spin again, and we'll come back. I've been waiting for this. This is why. Oh, you didn't turn the volume down!
Yeah, I know. I was waiting for you to notice.
Rick?
Spin again. What's other, though?
Take other out. Let's take other out of the thing.
Sure, but what is it?
It's a movie.
Oh, okay. So we're going to watch a movie.
Yeah, we're going to watch a movie next week.
So let's watch.
We're going to have to do another wheel, but for now, we're going to spin for what's
for why again, to see what we actually get.
Yes.
With this time, I'll turn it off. You Hakusho, can you come down over?
Sean's choice!
About time. Oh, yes. Couldn't have been the worst choice, because it's only one. Yu Hakusho is the only one that's worth watching in this.
Do you want to pause?
Yeah, I'm going to pause real quick.
We're going to pause. For a moment. Go ahead. Okay, I guess
Yu Hakusho it is. Everything else just doesn't look interesting. So next time we come on Y, it's going to be a real bad one.
So we both seen Yu Hakusho.
Yeah.
So how far are we going to go into it?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I like the show. I rewatched it last year. I really
like
the show.
I mean, I like the show too, but I've seen the entire thing. I'm curious of what the first arc is, what you think the first arc is that we're going to go through, how many we're going to watch.
Well, I know what the first arc is. It's, isn't it him and Hiei? Or is that the second one?
No, that's his...
Is it the first or second one?
That's the first. That's the first arc, because the second arc is them going through the tower.
Okay, yeah. And before the first arc is him dying and going to the soul place.
So I'm just...
Gaining his soul body and all that jazz.
Yeah. So I think you're going to have to go through and see how...
We're going to watch it all.
We're not going to watch it all. There's like
There's
126 episodes. It'll be a month.
112.
Well,
speaking of that, I actually have a root canal next Thursday, so I'm not going to be able to do the podcast. Usually we record every Thursday. Well, typically.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's...
So we will at very least have 2 weeks.
I had a root canal and I was still able to talk.
Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I don't know.
We'll see. It's only a movie next week, so because of other.
Yeah.
So we still... We're going to pause again.
Yeah, and then keep it in the same episode.
Yeah, we're going to create a new wheel here.
Pause.
And we're back. back.
All right, guys. So I'm actually going to read off the movies we have on the list. It's just a collection of movies we both kind of looked into and threw in there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we kind of went onto one of those anime sites and just looked up the best movies.
And then I think I threw a couple ones in, like Dead Zone, for instance.
Yeah,
it's because it's a movie. We know Dragon Ball.
Yeah,
it's the first movie in the.
Yeah, and whatever the first One Piece movie is. Mm-hmm.
So Sword of Stranger, Colorful, Your Name, The Girl Who Leapt Through Time, who apparently is the Who Leapt Through Time. Vampire D, A Silent Voice, Berserk, One Piece, Dead Zone, and Japan 6 2020, which was just released last week.
Okay, so yeah, we're going to watch one of these movies for next episode.
And we're spinning.
Except there's
I really want Berserk.
No noise on the wheel this time, Sean.
There it goes. Oh, so close to Berserk. A Silent Voice it is, though.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I've seen it.
Yeah? Is it good?
It's good for what it is. It's interesting. I think you'll like it. But it's not... It's so, like... It reminds me of, like, a slice of life. Man, it's kind of hard to... I guess we'll see.
Yeah, you know what we're going to have to do next time I get out there? Find another classic movie, because I just realized we didn't really have any classic movies in there.
Yeah, like Akira, we've seen it.
Because the first two others were Akira and Ghost of the Shell.
Mm-hmm.
But we quit, and we're not going to watch it again, so we took them out of the list, so... Mm-hmm. We're going to have to find another classic one and put it in there for next time. But yeah, we're going to do it. What is it? A Silent Voice?
A Silent Voice for the movie, other. And then Yu Yu Hakusho for the next actual episode.
Yeah.
Episode 85.
85. And this is, I think...
Other two or other three?
Three. Yep.
All right, guys.
All right.
Catch you later.
Bye.